Edim, Sulim, Vedayonim Sherim. The Reisha Lamish is talking about with the Edim of Sulim and the Dayonim of Sherim. Rashi says, Baal Din Poisol HaDayonim. So you Edim, that we're talking about now in the Mishnah, where one, the Malbo, the Loiva, came and said, both are no good. He said, I have a Psulim, the Dayonim, they're no good, and I have a Psulim, your Edim. That's what he said. He said, both are no good. And what happened was, the Nimsu Dvar of Emes al Edim. It came out when Bezdin checked out the Edim, Bezdin saw that he's right, that the Edim are Psulim. O Mishim Hochi, therefore, Mehemim Le'asilu L'garba Dayonim. That's what the Tanakhama says, we believe the Baal Dover, even to Pasol, the Dayonim. It's like a Migu. Migu, the Pasli Edim, Migu, that we believe the Malva. He's never to believe the Edim, because the Bezdin really sees that the Edim are Psulim. I tell you, Pasli Nami Dayoni. He also have a right to Pasol the Dayonim. That's John the Ratio. Sefer is just the opposite. The Dayonim Psulim, the Edim Sherim. Again, where the Baldover, wherever the Loiva, the Malva said that both are Psulim, and it came out that Bezdin found out it's not true that the Yonim are really Psulim. Now about the Edim, we're not sure. So it's the same Svara. The Migo, the Pasli Dayonim, since we see the Malva knows what he's talking about, when he said these Dayonim are Psulim, we believe him. I'll tell you, Pasli Nam Yedim. He also passes the Edim. He's like a Migo Svara. That's the Machlekes. Do we hold from this Migo or not? That's the Machlekes over here. Yeah. And Rav Meir holds from the Svar of Migu, and the Rabbanin do not hold from the Svar of Migu. That's why the Rabbanin say, no, we do not believe the Malva to passel the Edim or to passel the Dayonim. This Gemara says, Maskev lo Rova. Rova is the back. Fish leim Migu to passel the Edim, passel nami Dayonim, Iko beidini achrina. Fish leim is good. What if the Baldover now passel the Edim? He, Bezdin, admits that the Edim are Psulim. You want to tell me now, Amigo, that we should pass the name of the Dayonim, we believe him to say these Dayonim are Psulim. And he's not really called the Negei B'Edis. You know why? Because even though these Dayonim are Psulim, so what? But Ika Beidini Achrini. There's another Bezdin to go to. Since there's another Bezdin to go to, so the Malva is not called the Negei B'Edis. El Abon the Sefer. El Amigo the Pasli Dayoni. Pastor Nami Edim. In the case when the Malva said he knows that both the Dayonim Absulim and the Edim Absulim. And Bezdin found true that the Dayonim Absulim. So you want to tell me now, Amigo, we should also believe him to pass the Edim. Said Gemara, why? For her Edim, Suleka. If you say these Edim Absulim, there are no other Edim. So in this case, the Malva should be a Nagei of the Edim. It's Nagei of him. Like the Malva is coming and saying, I know the Lord is Edom Absulim. So why should we believe the Malva? Even like we said before, it's talking about when the Malva came and another person also. But the Malva is a Negei of the Edom. He wants to passel the Edom that he shouldn't lose out the money. And if he passels these Edom, there are no other Edom here. So how could you believe the Malva? Tomorrow says, like Tzricha, the case is talking about, that there is another pair of Edom. Even though you passel these Edim, you're not called Negev Yedim. So tomorrow though, Holeka Kasa Cheres Mai, what's going to be though if there's no other pair of Edim? What would you say then? Hochinamid Lemote Pasli, then you want to tell me that they cannot passel the Edim, because then it's called Negev Yedim. What is it so? Hainu the Rav Dimi. This is the same aloha of Rav Dimi. Tomorrow says, Hainu the Rav Dimi, Tomorrow says, Eke Benayo Migo. Now, the meaning is, do we have this svara of Migu or not? The Masavra Amina Migu, or Masavra Lermina Migu? One says, yes, we say Migu, and one says, no, we do not say Migu. So it says, now, the meaning is, do you say the svara of Migu or not? Yeah. The Masavra Amina Migu, Masavra Lermina Migu. Gufa, what we just said before, Omer Reshloka said that Per Kodesh Yomadav is there. What Reshloka said about Rabbi Meir, is it possible that such a Kodesh, like a mouth of a Kodesh, like Rav Meir, could say such a thing that the Baal Dover should be Nema to Apostle the Edom, Apostle the Dayonim? So, Tani learned Edoi, that he meant to say, would he be Nema to Apostle the Edom? That's what he meant to say. Was it possible to say that the Baal Dover is Nema to Apostle the Edom? So the Moranius, not that way. Ram Ulula said, Haroya es Resh Lakish, the Beis HaMedrash. If somebody would see Resh Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, Kilu Oike Horim, It's mamash a tira shlok, it's like it's mamash being an oikah horim. The teuchlin zebezeh, and he's arguing a lot and answering the question, that he's a big horim. He's a chor of tuba. He's very strong with shlokish. Rashi learns, "Have a nikula Rav Meir derech hanova pekodesh." How come he would call speak about Rav Meir pekodesh? The chor of mashma Rav Shlokish was very strong. So Rav Shlokish himself was so great. How come he would talk about Rav Meir and say loshen he's a pekodesh? Gemara says here, Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "V'haloi kol haroyi Rabbi Meir v'beis hamedrash." Whoever would see Rabbi Meir in action in the beis hamedrash is kilo oike hori horim. He's like mamish uprooting bigger mountains. The teichnon zebezeh, and he's also like arguing back and forth and arguing and answering back and forth. Therefore, it's not such a kasha why Rav Shlokish should talk about Rav Meir such derech kovod to say like tech kodesh, because he was really a kodesh. Rabbi Meir was a great greater. Hoki koma, this is what he meant to say. Borei kama mechavavin zeze. Like, come and see how much they love one another. Even though they're such strong people and arguing, but the mice are still, they love one another. And the Mara says, ki ho di yosef Rebbe, like Rebbe was sitting. Hokomer, and he said, osa li hatman es atreinen. Said over Lofi, now that I make hatmana on Shabbos, you can't be matman, means wrap up something, even though it's cold. But we hold that the yisah hatmana is only something hot. If you have a hot pot, you want to keep it hot, you're not allowed to wrap it up on Shabbos. That's called hatmona. What about to wrap up something cold to keep it cold? We hold the smutta. Rabbi hold no. He said, also lahatman is a training. Even something that's cold, you can't make hatmona. Yeah. Omer lefonav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Shmuel was in front of him. Abba hitter lahatman is a training. You should know, our father was matir. He said, you're allowed to wrap up something that's cold to keep it cold. Or Malay said back to him, Kvar Hor Rezokin. Look, Rashi Rav Yosi, Dazlina Basrei. Rav Yosi already paskin that he was maskin, that it should be mutter. So first Rav said, Yodiyasu Rebbe. The Rebbe sat down, said it's also. And then Omar Fon Rabbi Shmuel of Rav Yosi, that he said his father said it was mutter, so he was maskin that it should be mutter. He accepted what Rav Yosi said. Omer Rav Papa, Bo Rei, come and see, Kama Mechavavin Zeh Zeh. Look how close they were one to another. The Elu, Rabbi Yosi Kayim, Kozman Rabbi Yosi was alive, Hoye Kofef V'Yoshlof Nerebi. He was Kofef, he was sitting down like he was Machniah, he lowered himself in front of Rebbe. So Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yishmol, the son of Rabbi Yosi, Memala Mokam Avosav Hoye. He took over his father's place, Hoye Kofef V'Yoshlof Nerebi. And he also used to sit down like Mimachni himself in front of Rebbe. But the comrade still he said, Kvar Horizokan, Rebbe said that I'm being chosen now because your father Rabbi Yosi passed in that way. You see, Rabbi Yosi was what Rebbe listened to Rabbi Yosi. Om Rabbi Yoshio, my decision was supposed to say, V'ekach li shnei makolis. Take for me like two sticks. Li echod karosi noyim, li echod karosi chayvlim. What does that mean? Noyam, nice and sweet. Elo tamid chacham shem Eretz Yisrael. That's the Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Sheminimim zele zebalocha. They act very nice and sweet one to another balocha. What chayvlim? When it says the second one was chayvlim. Elo tamid chacham shem bavol. These were the tamid chacham in bavol. Shemechavlin zele zebalocha. They used to fight more. Mechavlin Rashi says bloshin az v'chema. They used to get more angry and talk more stronger to one another. Yeah. So the Bnei Bavel used to act differently than the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. For Yemer Lai Eile Shnei Bnei Hayitzar Hoimdim or Shnei Zaysim Oleha Yitzar. What does this mean? Omer Rav Yitzchok Eile Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. These are Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. Shneichim Zel Zeh Balocha. They're very nice to one another in Halacha. Kishem and Zayis like olive oil. Or Shneiim Zaysim Oleha. What does that mean? Eile Talmid Chacham of Bavel. Talmid Chacham of Bavel. Shemeruim Zel zeh balocha. They're very strict, like and bitter against one another in halacha. They talk much stronger. Kizayis, like a kizayis that is bitter. The esther einai the erav inai shtei shtayim noshim yoytzis the ruach v'chavneihem olahana kunafayim kichasve kikanfei hakasida. But he siyemu eifa ben ashrami ben oritz v'yoyim alamalach adayver bi ona heima malicha es eifa
What does this mean? They're taking it. Rashi state. Oh, we'll see. Yeah. Om Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Zu chanufa v'gasa seruach. It says here, the shtei noshim, it means there's two different things that were taken up, which means chanufas, that's when you're chanfit, you try and act nice to somebody, v'gasa seruach, and you have holiness. She yordu lebovel, it went down to bovel. For the Gemara, is this true, v'gasa seruach lebovel noch, is it true that gasa seruach being holiness, did that come down to bovel? We learned Asora Kabin Gasus Yodulam, like 10 barrels of gasus came down to the world. Tisha not Elam. 9 of them went to the city Elam, which is not exactly in Babel. The Yachas Kalelam Kulai, and 1 barrel, 1 portion went to the rest of the world. So how could you tell me that it went to Babel? Here it's Mash from Beaker went to Elam. So Mar says in Le Bovel Nochis. True, it first went down to Babel, this holiness, Indian of Gasus Aruach. But Vishtarvuvia, the Ishtarvuvia of Lilam, then it rolled down from Bobo down to Elam. So the Maaseh ended up in Elam. Dekanam being a proof also, Dekanami, the Siddur Pasuk says, Livnois, lo bayis beret shino, shema mino. They went down to Erb, Livnois, lo bayis and beret shino, that was to Bobo. So first they went down to Bobo, and then from there, yeah. Rashi says, "V'loy k'siv lahem al mo'achas levada nesiyas v'shom." Only one lived there. But gas ruach that went down, that moved down to Elam. I go mamar simon gasas ruach anias. That a simon where there's holiness is that they're poor. V'anias lebovel noches, and poor came down to bovel. Tomorrow says, "No, what it means over here for simon gas ruach is anias. It doesn't really mean that they're poor, but my anias." Anias Torah means that they're poor in learning. So Rashi says, Anias Torah, the Elami, that's an Elam. And the Neo Bilam have a dechsiv, an Eisim Shinabira. The Siddur Pasuk says, Ochas Lonik Katano, Vishodayim, Elo. And Omer Rav Yechanan Zu Elam. This goes on the city Elam. She Zochso Lilmoid, they themselves learned Torah, Pulei Zochso Lalamid, they were not Zecha to teach other people. The kids, so they did not learn Torah. They were Anias in Torah, that's why the Gas of the Ruach went there. The Gas of the Ruach goes to a place where there's no Torah there. Now, my Bovel, how do they get its name Bovel? Amri Rav Yechanan, Pelula, it's like mixed up, the Mikra, it's mixed up with Chumash, with Tzukim, Pelula, the Mishnah, it's mixed up with Mishnah, Pelula, the Talmud, it's mixed up. That's what's called Talmud Bavli, it's mixed up all three things. Talmud Bavli has Mishnayasin, Gemara, and Mikra. And the pasuk says, "V'machashachim ha'yishivami k'misei oylam." Or Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Zu Talmud shabavol." That's the Talmud of Bavel. Vashashay noichim zem zeh v'talmudim sofik v'yodim. That they're doubtful exactly what it is. They don't know exactly the real pshat. That the Talmud Bavli mashmir is a lot of sveikis, a lot of doubts. What the pshat is. So Taisa speaks out here that Pirush Rabbeinu Tam she v'talmud shalonu al gemara Bavli. Onu poitrinat smeinu l'mash shemelch chomim. That is the Gemara that says the Sechel of the Zohar that the loylam yishalish odam shenoisav. A person should divide his life: 1/3 learning mikra, learning chumash; 1/3 learning mishnayis; 1/3 learning shas. He says by learning avol bavli yimekayim all this. Afal pikein on the current b'chol yoyim pashas atomid v'shenu b'mishnayis v'mekayimim v'gosru b'shemalayim v'sholos hashemidus. That really we yotzer the thing by learning Talmud Bavli. Our Gemara is made up. It has Mishnayis, it has Mikra, and it has Shas. But even so, that's the minig, that in the morning when we say Kabbonis, we say these things. We say the Pashas HaTomid, that's Mikra. Then we say the Mishnah Reis and Mekayim, that's Mishnayis. Then we say the Brice of the Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Yates of Gemara. So in Metzada Sofik, we say all three. But really, we yotz all these things and learning our Gemara Talmud Bavli. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Oma Loi Neman Olai Abba? Two people go to a din Torah, Reuven and Shimon go to a din Torah, and Reuven says, listen, I want you to trust my father. I want my father to be one of the Dayanim. See, even though Mikra din is possible to be a Dayan, because he's your father, he's Magaya to you, he's a Korah to you. But if they both agree to take him for a Dayan, he could be a Dayan. That's called Nemun Olai Abba, or else Nemun Olai Avicha. One says the other one, I'll take your father to be the Dayan. Nemunim Olai Shloisha Raya Boka. What about they say, I accept upon myself to take 3 shepherds to be the Dayanim? In other words, even though they do not know the halacha, we're like accepting upon ourselves that whatever they say, we'll listen to them. So it's like a Kabbalah, like you being Michael, you're accepting upon yourself, whatever they say, we'll listen to them. So the Shiloh is, later you want to retract and say, no, I don't want to accept them anymore. So Rabbi Meir right now, Yochol Achzabai, yes, you have a right to be Chayzer. Even though first you said you want, now you can say I don't want. But Chomer, the Chomer say, Eini Yochol Achzabai, no, once you accept it upon yourself, you mechayiv yourself to listen to what they say, you have no right to retract, you can't be Chayzer. What's going to be, Hayechayiv Lechaver Reshua? Let's say you have to swear to your friend Yeshua. You were a Moedim Miksas. You admitted to half of his Taino. So you have to swear to him. The Yom Aloy, the person says to you now, Dorli B'chayi Roshecha. That you know what? Rashi, Dorli Midlosh and Shvua, B'chayi Roshecha. Like, I'll let you swear to me outside here in the street. I'm not going to take you to Bezdin to make you swear in Bezdin. I'll accept you swearing right here. Shvimei Meir Oyma Yochol Achzabai. If later you change your mind and say no, I want you to come to Bezin to swear a good Shavua, you have a right to retract. Even though first you said you'll accept the Shavua here in the street, but now you retracted, you have a right to retract. The Chum say no, and Yochel Achzabai, you can't retract. Now once you said you'll accept even the Shavua outside, that's it. You can't force them anymore to come to Bezin. Omer Rav Dimi, Bred Rav Nachman, Bred Rav Yosef, to go in the Kibbul Olay, Bechad. We're talking about where you accepted your father to be one of the three Dayanim. In other words, there are two other Dayanim. You need three, so you accepted your father to be one of them. Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Machloikis B'Machlecho. The Machloikis, if it could be Chayzer or not, is in the case where you say Machlecho. Rashi says, Itoive Omal Nitva, Nemun Alayaba. I mean, Taveya, the one that's being Taveya, I'm asking you. The one that's asking for the money, he says to the one that has to pay the money, I'll accept your father. Or Yavicha, and Yiskin, as if your father says like you, I'll be Moichot to you the money. The case is where the one, the Malva, he's the one that's saying like to the Loiva, I'll accept your father. Because if your father says that you're Potter, I'll be Moichot you the money. That's where it's the Machlokes if it could be Chayzer or not. Avu B'yetim L'cho, let's say the opposite way. It's the Loiva, the one that's going to have to pay the money. He's the one that is accepting upon himself to take his own father or the Malva's father. In that case, the Rihakli Yochel Achzabai, even the Rabbanon agreed that he could be Chayzer. Like it's a question of I have to pay or not, so I'm not Mechayiv myself to pay. A Mechila, you can't be Chayzer. But to make yourself pay, there you could be Chayzer. That's what Rabbi Yudah Mashmul says. But Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, B'yetim L'cho Machlaikis, no. The Machlaikis is Betim L'cho. Where the laborer is the one that's saying, I accept your father, and if he says I have to pay, I'll pay. And there's the machlokes that it could be Chayzer or not. So Mora says, Iboilo, I have a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's in the Chol Machlokes. Does he mean to say they only argue when the laborer is accepting and he may have to pay? Avo b'mochlecho. But when the malver accepts his father or the other one's father, well, there's a question of Mechila. Divrei Hakol and Yochol Achzabai. There he holds Rabbi Yochanan, everybody holds he can't be Chayzer. Mechila is a good Mechila. I don't maybe know. Maybe they argue in both places whether you could retract or not. So Toshima coming here. The Yama Rav said, Machlaikis Betelecho. The Machlaikis is when the laver accepts upon himself one of the two fathers. Then he has to pay. Abu the Machlecho. But when the Malver accepts it, like to be Michael, Divri Hakel and Yochel Achzabai. Everybody agrees you can't be Chayza. That's what Rav says. So it's like this. That's where they argue. So then it's good that Rava goes like Rav Yechanan. Rava the Yomik, Rav Yechanan. But Eli, if you want to tell me, they argue in both cases. If so, Rava the Yomik, who is Rava going like? This should be right according to Rav Yechanan. They only argue better on the Chor. But B'machlecho, everybody agrees. Tomorrow says, maybe no, I'll tell you, Rava, time of the Nafshe Kamar. It's not a Bikasha. Rava could be saying his own shot. He's also an Amoira. So it's a Machlokes Amoraim. What's going on here? So it could be Rava saying his own shot. There's no proof from here. Eisve Ravacha Batachlif L'Rava. Here's the Kasha to Rava. It says, Ho Yechayiv L'Chaver Eshrua. If somebody has to swear to his friend, he was a Moid B'Miktas. V'yom, and then he said to listen, Don't leave the Chayiv Eshrua. I'll let you swear outside Bezin to me. So Remeya says, Remeya Waimeh Yochel Achzabai. Later, if you want to retract and say, nothing doing, I want you only to swear to me in front of Bezdin. I want to have a good shu in Bezdin. I want you to swear to me in Bezdin. is you could retract. The Chomer and the Chomer say, Ein yachol achzav, no, you can't retract. That's what the Chomer say. You can't retract. Now, my love, isn't this the oison hanishboyin? We're talking about people.